Greetings and shalom, family. Family, I had to include you guys into this study. So, you know, me, like I said, you guys know that I do the Luni Solar Shabbat. So, according to my calendar for this month, Shabbat is going to be on Sundays for me. Okay, so I'm right now enjoying my Shabbat time in the Word with my daughter. And we are in the book of Enoch. And this stuff is juicy. Like, I'm like, nah, I got to give them some. I got to give them some. So we have a lot of naysayers. We have a lot of people that, you know, don't believe that the book of Enoch is valid. You know, a lot of people say, oh, but Enoch himself didn't write it. I don't think, I know for a fact that Enoch himself did not write it. Right. But I do believe that it is a collection of his writings. Right. That righteous, holy ones found, preserved and put together for us in this time. That's what I believe. Okay. So I can only go by what I believe and what I deem to be right for me and mine. And if you're able to glean from it and eat from it and get something from it, then yada, yada. Okay. So anyway, family, thank you so much for tuning in to this broadcast of your sister, Malaka Baya, to the remnant with my little mini me, Ajire Daphnaya. Greet the people.
Shalom, people.
She get on my nerves, y'all. And come a little closer to Mumu because you're going to be reading a little bit, maybe. Maybe. But, you know what that mean when I do like that? Come on, please. Okay, you can actually help me with the song that I've been singing a little bit lately. A little lot. I've been doing it a little bit. Holiness. 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 Is what I long for. I like for you to lead that. And literally, you just say, holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I need. All right? After she finished yawning, y'all. Ready?
Holiness, holiness is what I long for.
Let me get this part. Holiness. Is what I need. Holiness.
Holiness. Holiness
is what you want
from me.
Yes, so you get the hang of it. So we're going to do it again. 5, 6, 7, 8. Sing. Come on, Mo.
Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness. Holiness. Holiness
is what you want from me. Let me set up. Let me set up for this little part right here. So take my heart. Take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, oh yeah. So in the next coming days, I'm going to be teaching baby girl this song very well so that she can do it for us, right? You willing to learn this? You can sing it for the Mishpacha?
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah. Okay, family. So, with no further ado, we're going to be sharing Enoch 67. So, it says, in those days, the word of Elohim came to me and said, Noah, behold, your lot has ascended up to me, a lot void of crime, a lot beloved and upright. Now then, the angels are, let me see. Mama, can you bring me my glasses out of the bathroom, please? Family, while baby girl goes and gets my glasses, I'm going to play something for you. I don't know yet. Make my desire pure, Hezekiah. Y'all know that's my favorite joint right now.
I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
I'm put some hot sauce on my head real quick.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understand. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife that love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these bands. No riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Created me a clean heart, all but made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of old. I want to give to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the Spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I want to see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. Woo. If we come in the pure, how we gonna make the desires pure?
Yes. Torah, Rabbi Yah.
May my desires pure.
Father, we thank you for making our desires line up with your word.
May my desires pure.
Yes.
You made my desires pure.
Hold on, Zion. Just hold on. Check it out.
You made my desires
Is having heard all that God's planned for me.
Y'all better say it.
As I've been seen, is having heard all that God's planned for me.
You made my desires open seen. He's having heard all that you have for me. You made my desires having seen. He's having heard
all that you planned for me.
You made my desires pure. See all that weight that was on our shoulders. You made my desires pure. With the things of this world, you made my desires pure. I want to say thank you, Father. You made my desires pure. Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Yes, y'all know that's my joint. Hallelujah. And listen, family, before I get back into reading in the book of Enoch, I want to give a fat shout out to Olabama's Urban Life Off Grid. My beloved, beautiful chocolate sister, man, she has like the best skin and the brightest smile I've ever seen, literally. Okay. So, family, I had posted up a post that I made a lot. Well, it was a podcast segment from a year ago. It was literally last year, September. And I felt the need to bring it out because I'm just seeing a lot of hatred, a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstanding concerning the Edomites, right? Edomites have their place. Edomites have their place. Edomites have their place. One place they do not have in my book is at the head of an assembly. No, Edomites are not to teach this word of Yahuwah. Okay? With that being said, would I fellowship with an Edomite? If an Edomite can turn their hearts to love Yahuwah, to love Yahweh Shai, to love Yahusha, love Yahushua, whatever you want to call my Savior, long as you don't call him Jesus, we all right. But, you know, if that Edomite can incline their heart, yeah, I'll fellowship with them. I'll fellowship with them, and I would not treat them like an outsider. As the scriptures say, do not vex the stranger among us. Okay? But now, for me, Ayabatya, I wouldn't marry one. I wouldn't date one. I personally wouldn't. Would I shun someone who did? No, I would not. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you something. How did they treat Moshe when he went and married that Ethiopian woman? Did Yahuwah reject him for marrying an Ethiopian woman? No. But Miriam did. Aaron did. So me, I'm not going to touch that. I personally am not touching that. Okay? If you fell in love with an Edomite and you guys are serving Yahuwah together, have at it. Okay? But for me, no Edomite can be my teacher. Edomites have to serve. They cannot teach. They have to serve. Yehuda can teach. Yehuda's the teachers, okay? So anyway, with that being said, I felt the need to share this segment. And so I got this beautiful message, a comment from my beautiful sister, Olabama. And I want to share it. I want to share it with you guys because what happened was I had to take the video comment down, right? Because it just wasn't edited properly. My pictures that I put up of like my grandchildren and my children, they weren't the right size. So I literally, it just looked silly to me. So I took the whole thing down. But then I saw in my YouTube studios that my beloved Okoti had commented. And so I'm like, oh no, oh, you know, what did she say? Or whatever. So I left her a message on one of her videos. And I need y'all to check this video out. Mishpacha, I need y'all to check this video out. It is titled, Who Do Men Say That I Am? And it is from my Okoti Olabama's Life Off Grid. No, I didn't say it right. Hold on. Hold on. Because y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, she chewed me up about her name one time. Nah, it's all love, though. I was very unfamiliar with the name. And then I wasn't wearing my glasses. And, you know, I dressed. I'm like, okay, Ak, or whatever. And she was like, first of all, like, my name is Olabama, which is a feminine name. And I got to make show. I got to make show. I call my sister's channel right because I don't want her to get me. Okay? No, but it's all love again. So it's Olabama's Urban Life Off Grid. Please check it out. The video that I'm so very impressed and pleased with. I'm impressed by it and I'm pleased with this video and her delivery of just all of the information. It was really great. So I went and I commented to her and I says, Shalom, I saw you left a comment on my last video, but I deleted the video for editing. What was it that you had said? My apologies. And she says, I was actually trying to make another comment as well because I kept pausing to comment so I would not forget. She says, the first one was about your energy. I love how energized you are. The second one I could not post was this. The hate that I was once beginning to cultivate for other races was released once Yah revealed to me through his word. I'm sorry, hold on, yes? Okay, go ahead, mama. So she said, and she wrote God here, you know, but I'm not going to charge that against her. Okay, we are all learning and we're all at different levels and stages in our walk. And the revelation that the Most High Yah is giving her right now is, I love it, okay? So anyway, she says, again, the hate that I was once beginning to cultivate for other races was released when Yah revealed to me through his word that what was done to our bloodline was due to the extreme disobedience, sin, and idolatry of our forefathers. Bingo! Come on, sis. And then she goes on to say, he used those nations to accomplish his will. That's when my disdain that was trying to turn into hate fled. That comment was in regards to the story you were sharing about the incident that helped you see you were not representing the Most High in a pleasing way. Amen. Thank you so much. Ola Bama's Urban Life Off Grid family, check her channel out. If you haven't subscribed already, she's a very, very intelligent woman. And also, I really do believe that the Holy Spirit is using her in this season, from faith to faith, from level to level, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Okay, family. And I just want you guys to know that right now, every last one of us only prophesies in part. We only see in part. If you think that you have all of the mysteries of the Shamayim unlocked and you know everything, please get away from me. You're scary and you're about to be cruising for a bruising. And I'm not saying get away from me. You're scary as if I fear you, because I fear nothing and no one but Yahuwah. But what I'm saying is that is a very dangerous place to be in. And so what would be scary for me is I don't want to be nowhere near you when your judgment comes. Okay. Okay. We've been in the Proverbs, have we not, Mishpacha? And it says pretty much, you know, in layman's term, a wise man knows that he knows nothing at all. We have one of the people who inserted in the book of Solomon, Agur. And he says, I'm stupid, I don't know nothing. Okay, and then he came with some real good proverb, with a real good proverb. So anyway, let us just remain humble, family. Let us not esteem ourselves, family. Let us decrease that Yahuwah may be increased on the inside of us. So therefore we say, let the weak say, I am strong, right? Because when you're allowed, when you allow yourself to decrease and be as one who is weak, the Father, and then you're making yourself available to the Father comes in and it is his strength. It is his Ruach operating in you. Hallelujah. All right, family. So here we go now. Let's get back to Enoch. Enoch 67, verse 2. Now then, the angels, let's do it back to verse 1. Okay, thank you. In those days, the word of Elohim came to me and said, Noah, behold, your lot has ascended up to me, a lot void of crime, a lot beloved and upright. Now then, the angels are making a wooden structure. What? Now then, the angels are making a wooden structure. But when they proceed to do, but when they proceed to this, I will put my hand upon it and guard it. The seed of life shall arise from it, and a change shall take place, that the dry land shall not be left empty. It will establish your seed before me forever and ever. So, is this implying that the angels made the wooden structure? Now then, the angels were making a wooden structure. But when they proceed to this, I will put my hand upon it and guard it. Oh, all right, let's keep going. So could that possibly mean that to the physical eye, it looked as if Noah himself was building this ark, but it was a work of the angels? I don't know. Let's keep going. The seed of life shall arise from it, and a change shall take place, that the dry land shall not be left empty. I will establish your seed before me forever and ever, and the seed of those who dwell with you on the surface of the earth. It shall be blessed and multiplied in the presence of the earth in the name of Yahweh. Yo, so I never read this before. I'm just reading it with you guys for the first time. And I'm 67, all right? And they shall confine those angels who disclosed in piety in the burning valley, which at first my great-grandfather Hanak showed me in the west, where there were mountains of gold and silver and of iron, of fluid metal and of tin. I beheld the valley in which there was great perturbation, where there was great perturbation and the waters were troubled. Perturbation is like a huge flood. And when all this was affected from the fluid mass of fire and trouble them in that place. Huh? And when all this was affected from the fluid mass of fire and trouble them in that place, there arose a strong smell of sulfur, which became mixed with the waters. Oh my goodness. And the valley of the angels who had been guilty of seduction burned underneath its soil. Through that valley also rivers of fire were flowing, to which those angels shall be condemned who seduced the inhabitants of the earth. And in those days shall these waters be to kings, to princes, to the exalted, and to the inhabitants of the earth, for the healing of the soul and body, and for the judgment of the Ruach. Yo, what's... Hold up. Let's do it. Starting back at verse 1. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Family. I need a song. I'll be right back. So family, it's just not right for me to throw you guys in to chapter 67 just like that. Because I know for me, I'm like, what? I got to go back a little bit. Okay, so family, I am now going to start reading from Hanak 65. That is Enoch chapter 65 after this song.
It might be those Israelites.
Okay, see, this is why it is good to look up words that you are not really familiar with, all right? So I never want to teach you guys anything wrong, and here's the deal. I'm learning with you guys, and I'm sharing what I'm learning as I'm learning it, right? So it says here, perturbation. The definition of perturbation is anxiety, mental uneasiness. That's one definition. The other is a deviation of a system, moving object, or process from its regular or normal state or path caused by an outside influence. All right, so let's get back to the script now. Verse 4 of Hanukkah 65, it says, after this, there was a great perturbation on earth, and a voice was heard from heaven. I fell down on my face where my grandfather Hanukkah came and stood by me. He said to me, why have you cried out to me with a bitter cry and lamentation? A commandment has gone forth from Yahuwah against those who dwell on the earth, that they may be destroyed. For they know every secret of the angels, every oppressive secret power of the devils. Y'all hear this? I'm going to read it again. Verse 6. A commandment has gone forth from Yahuwah against those who dwell on the earth, that they may be destroyed. For they know every secret of the angels, every oppressive secret and secret power of the devils, and every power of those who commit sorcery, as well as of those who make molten in the whole earth. What's molten? I believe that's graven images, right? Yeah. My goodness. Okay, family, and just for clarification and learning's sake, molten. You guys probably already know this, okay? But I did not know this. So molten, especially of materials with a high melting point, such as metal and glass, liquefied by heat. Okay, and this is something that the angels taught the sons of men, or taught the daughters of men, right? Verse 7, and this is alchemy. Let's be clear. Here we go. Verse 7, how is silver produced from the dust of the earth? And how on the earth does the drop exist? For lead and tin are not produced from earth. Has the primary fountain of their production. I'm going to read this again. Y'all know the secret sounds a little, you know, I struggle with it a little bit, but man, this is some good stuff. Verse 7 of Enoch 65. How is silver produced? So remember, let's go back a little bit. Now that I have the full understanding of the word molten, I'm going to start back in chapter 6. He says, and this is Hanukkah talking to his grandson. He says, a commandment has gone forth from Yahuwah against those who dwell on the earth, that they may be destroyed. For they know every secret of the angels, every oppressive secret power of the devils, and every power of those who commit sorcery, as well as of those who make molten in the earth. How is silver produced from the dust of the earth? And how on the earth does the drop exist? For lead and tin are not produced from earth. Wow. As the primary fountain of their production. Wow. Verse 8, there is an angel. Oh my goodness, yo. I'm sorry, y'all. They took this out. Yahuwah allowed them to take this out. He didn't even want us to know none of this yet. In these last days, the books are being opened to us, people. Come on, let's go. Hanukkah 65, verse 8, there is an angel standing upon it. And that angel struggles to prevail. Afterwards, my great-grandfather Hanukkah seized me with his hand, raising me up and saying to me, go, for I have asked Yahuwah Tzevaot respecting this perturbation of the earth, who replied, on account of their impiety, have their innumerable judgments been consumed before me? because of the sorceries which they have searched out and learned. Because of the sorceries they have searched out and learned. Do y'all see our people with all of these crystals and amulets and tarot cards? Do y'all see what they're doing? And they're bringing it back among Israel. And a lot of y'all getting caught up and tripped up and fascinated by it. Because of the sorceries which they have searched out and learned, the earth and those who dwell upon it will be destroyed. And that too, these, there will be no refuge forever. They have discovered secrets, those who have been judged, but not you, my son. Yahuwah Sabaoth knows that you are pure and good from the reproach of these secrets. Mishpacha, y'all better stay blameless. Y'all better stay blameless. You don't need nobody to read your tarot. You don't need nobody to read you no your palms of your hands. You don't need anybody to tell you anything. You go to Yahweh. Do you hear me? Yo. All right. Listen.
Hear and listen, Israel. Hear and listen, Israel.
Yahweh's not playing. So look, verse 11. He, the Holy One, will establish your name in the midst of the Kadoshim and will guard you from those who dwell upon the earth. He will establish your seed in righteousness. Come on, y'all. We all know that everything came from what? Either Shem, Ham, or Japheth, right? So here before the flood. Pay attention. He will establish your seed in righteousness for kings and for great glory. And from your seed shall spring forth righteousness and holy men without number forever.
Taken from the lands of Ham, but I am Shem.
Hey.
Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel.
Yo, I couldn't help it. Anyway, let's go. Chapter 66, and then we're going to go to 67, and then I'm going to conclude this segment, family. Hanak 66. After this, he showed me the angels of punishment who were prepared to come and to open all the mighty waters under the earth. Verse 2, that they may be for judgment and for the destruction of all those who remain and dwell upon the earth. And Yahweh Sabaoth commanded the angels who went forth not to take up and guard the men, for those angels are over all the mighty waters. Then I went out from the presence of Hanak. Chapter 67. Muñeca, you want to read some? Here you go. How many verses is it? Well, this is deep. It's 15. You ready? You want to do all of them or you're going to need some help? All right. Let's go, mama. Oh, baby, girl, don't break up my phone. And sit right here so you need my help.
In those days, the word...
Wait, make sure you're not covering the microphone, please. Go ahead.
In those days, the word of Elohim came to me and said, Noah, behold, your lot has ascended up to me, a lot void of crime, a lot beloved and upright.
So what this means is, you know, first of all, I'm quite sure that his great-grandfather was praying for him, you know, or whatever. But what this means is that his cause had came up before him, that he knows that he was good. He wasn't like everybody else, all right? So, and remember, Enoch, he said, you know, I spoke to the Most High concerning all this stuff that was about to come onto the earth, all right? So this is Yahuwah's conversation with his beloved Noah. Go ahead.
Now then, the angels are making a wooden structure, but when they proceed this, I will put my hand upon it and guard it.
Now I understand it. Okay, keep going.
The seed of life shall arise from it, and change shall take place, that the dry land shall not be left empty. I will establish your seed before me forever and ever, and the seed of those who dwell with you on the surface of the earth. It shall be blessed and multiplied in the presence of the earth in the name of Yahuwah. And they shall confine those angels who disclosed impiety in that burning valley, which at first my great-grandfather Hanak showed me in the west, where there were mountains of gold and silver, of iron, of fluid metal, and of tin. I behold that valley in which there was great perturbation, and the waters were troubled, and where all this was affected from the fluid mass of fire and trouble them in that place, there across a strong smell of sulfur, which became mixed with the waters in the valley of the angels who had been guilty of seduction, burning underneath its soil. Through that valley also rivers of fire were flowing, to which those angels shall be condemned who seduce the inhabitants of the earth. And in those days shall these waters be to kings, to princes, to the exalted, and to the inhabitants of the earth, for the healing of the soul and body, and for the judgment of the wrong.
Of the what?
Rout? Ruach.
Girl, y'all, did she just say Rouch? Momo, you tired. Okay, mommy got the rest from here. All right, now, verse 9. Their Ruach shall be full of lust. Yeah, you yawning. I know, go ahead. You can go lay over there. I'm going to finish it up. It's only about 4 or 5 verses left. Okay, so, their Ruach shall be full of lust. And I want to go back just a little bit. Give me verse 8 again. I'm going to do verse 8, family. In those days shall these waters be to kings, to princes, to the exalted, and to the inhabitants of the earth, for the healing of the soul and body, and for the judgment of the Ruach. Their Ruach shall be full of lust, that they may be judged in their bodies, because they have denied Yahuwah Sabaoth. And they perceive their condemnation day by day. They believe not in his name. They believe that they can still be like God, 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 and be like, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. You're denying his name if you don't use it. That right there was especially to someone, but I'm going to keep going, family. Verse 10. And as the inflammation of their bodies shall be great, so shall their Ruach undergo a change forever. For no word which is uttered before Yahuwah Sabaoth shall be in vain. Judgment has come upon them because they trusted in their carnal reverie and denied Yahuwah Sabaoth. See, some people trust in their doctrines, in their psychology majors. So they feel that they can just call him whatever they want, and they feel that they can use profane language and just do whatever they want, however they want. No, they trust in their carnal reverie and denied Yahuwah Tsevaot. In those days shall the waters of the valley be changed. For when the angels shall be judged, then shall the heat of those springs of water experience an alteration. Wow, yo, this is verse 14. And when the angels shall ascend, the waters of the springs shall again undergo a change and be frozen. Then I heard Holy Michael answer and saying this, this judgment with which the angels shall be judged shall bear testimony against the kings and the princes and those who possess the earth. For these waters of judgment shall be for the healing and for the death of their bodies, but they shall not perceive and believe that the waters will be changed and become a fire which shall blaze forever. Yo. My. Let him that have ear to hear, hear what Yahuwah is communicating to his people. Family, I'm out of here. Wow.